You're listening to Broad Topics. Four diverse women, one big topic. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the second hour of Broad Topics here on LATalkRadio.com. I'm Lauren Nickerson with my host, LaFern Cusack, and Lauren Kelly. But right now, we have the movie guys in our studio. We have Paul Preston. Welcome to the show, Paul.
What's up, Broad Topics?
Welcome back. And also we have your lovely wife, who is a woman, by the way, Karen Volpe. Welcome back.
Hi, great to be here.
So we can't really call you the movie guys when you're here.
Hey guys.
We'll call you the movie guys if we can call Paul one of the broads from Broad Topics.
Oh, that's absolutely the best idea.
Is that okay?
He's the greatest broad.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have to like talk like this or anything?
No.
Or no.
No, no more than usual.
You could just talk like a man like me and Lauren.
They like deep voices on this show. It's fine.
Outstanding. All right.
So what should we be seeing over the holidays?
Well, Karen and I have been out to a bunch of films. This holiday season is much better than the summer. So if you went out to a lot of movies in the summer and you went, ugh, you're not alone. I mean, there were a ton of bad movies over the summer. But true. The holidays so far has turned out great. Most everything we've seen has been really good and worth seeing. So they always backload the year with great movies to get Oscar nominations, but even the popular stuff and the award fodder, all good so far, pretty much.
So we were at Paul's parents' house for Thanksgiving, and there were a niece and a nephew that we never see, and so we needed to do something with them that would be hopefully enjoyable, and they're teenagers, and they said, oh, we want to see Arthur Christmas, and that has everything going on that I normally hate.
What is Arthur Christmas?
Arthur?
Oh, Christmas. Arthur Christmas.
First of all, it's animated. I usually hate that. It's in 3D. I hate that. And then it's like some stupid movie about Christmas. And I'm not a big kid movie person, so I planned on hating that, too. It was awesome. It was so good. Oh, my goodness. The 3D was awesome. The story is so compelling, and the characters were great, and the animation was gorgeous, and the kids were bored to death. I had a blast.
Is this a story we should know?
No, it's a brand new story, and it's so inventive, and it's really – it's so – it's not cute. It's really compelling. It's a really good story.
Do you know the Wallace and Gromit shorts or feature?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No. The guys, Aardman Animation, who made that, made this. It's not claymated or stop motion like those. This is 3D computer animation. But it has the same style. So if you like that sort of just really dry, very British, I know Santa and everybody up in the North Pole, they're all British.
Yeah,
but
of course they are.
How it is. Because they're good with the sort of British mannerisms and making jokes out of that. And tons of sight gags. It's hilarious.
It's so fast and it's so funny and it's so sweet all at the same time. I felt like a big Scrooge on the way in and I left. I was like, this is awesome. And like I said, his niece and nephew are, I don't know, they seemed a little more awake than
they don't seem to like
they don't like anything.
But they don't
so
seem
can't
yeah, they don't seem to dislike
them.
Anything either. They're just sort of there.
They're teenagers
and,
apparently.
Exactly.
So we put them in front of a movie and I think they enjoyed it. But we did. So
we
that's
had a
all
great time. I'm all for it. Thumbs
it's a,
up.
It is a story you've never heard before. To show you how Santa Claus delivers all those presents every year. It's a huge operation with like a sled that goes 150,000 miles an hour, a giant army of elves, and a control center where they just take care of all the presents for everybody all over the world in the one night. And it's fun and crazy to see them all do that, but then, of course, they leave one kid out. So it's up to Santa's son, Arthur, to see if they can get that one kid their present. You can't even have one kid not believe in Santa. It's a great story.
I want to see that now.
It's great for kids, too. It's except for those two I was talking about. They're not normal.
Yeah, even when we went back and watched, even when I remember first seeing the trailer, I said the same thing. I want to see that. I didn't know anything about it. I was like, yeah, we'll see. Animated movie that's not Pixar. We'll see. But boom, wanted to see it and it turned out to be good.
So we give five stars, four stars? How many stars? You have 150 stars?
Out of four, I'd give it three.
Okay.
Yeah, they're definitely worth seeing.
Out of four, three. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Carry the one.
It took me a second.
Three quarters of a good movie.
Oh, but warning, there is a Justin Bieber song
in
the movie.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
It has a very small part in the film. Yes. The movie is smart in that it doesn't have a lot of modern day references to stuff that'll date the movie in the future. This could be a timeless film because they're not going to do some Lady Gaga number like the Chipmunks or Smurfs or whatever. But before they made sure then just before the film, they air a full-length Justin Bieber video of the song. He covers Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, well, they were smart in their marketing.
Yeah, I guess, except I wanted to leave before the movie started.
We should have done it at the end.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
They should give the people over 18 earplugs for the beginning part of the film.
Oh, I love Justin Bieber Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the one. Yeah, I've heard about
we knew somebody did. But before we move on to, I just don't want to run out of time for this. The Artist is a movie I really, really, really think everybody should take a look at, because it's a silent movie, which might frighten people and keep them from seeing it because they go, oh, I don't want to read a movie. But it's great, and it also has a really great story, and the actors are French. We've never heard of them, so it's wonderful to see people working that aren't the same people you see in every single movie.
We are dumb Americans. Fabulous. They might be huge in France.
They may be huge in France, but they're here, and they're different.
Call the French. Yes. Ask.
And there's a dog in it, and his name is Uggie.
This is very important for Karen.
Doggy's name is Uggie, and he is very good. He's very good.
He's a good dog actor.
Yes, he's a really good dog actor, and his part is really important.
Yeah, it sounds
I know. Why do you see it? He's right up there with the other two leads.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be
the dog actor.
Yeah, The Artist is a movie that is in love with movies, and I love movies too, so we're a perfect fit. This is a 4-star. If you check out Rotten Tomatoes or any of the early awards handicaps, this movie is all over the top of all the charts. It's so enjoyable that you have to be dead or just cold and hard on the inside if you don't like this movie.
What if you are teenagers?
I think you will enjoy it.
Okay.
They don't goof on the silent film genre like Mel Brooks did, which was a good movie. I think when Mel Brooks made a silent movie, but this just enjoys being a silent movie. They do tons of broad sight gags with Uggie and other,
great.
You know. And there's some American, just so they don't seem all foreign, they threw in like John Goodman and James Cromwell, some other familiar faces in there in the supporting parts. So they're great. It's a story of an actor, kind of like Singing in the Rain. You know Singing in the Rain, right?
I do. He pointed at me, Laura, because I am the musical theater dork in residence here in Broad Topics.
You're a dancing fool, and they tap their heads off. In fact,
the lead guy's a great dancer.
You'll want to see this.
Him.
There's a serious tap in this movie.
Great.
Okay.
Because this,
great dance number.
Yeah, they're pulling out all the stops to be an entertainer back in the day in silent films. So dancing was a big thing, just as much as sweeping a girl off their feet. And this guy, I want to get the name right, I'm probably mispronouncing it, Jean Dujardin. And he is great. I was going to say Grace Kelly. Not Grace Kelly. Gene Kelly.
That would be awkward.
Yeah, that's a whole different movie.
Different.
That's Transamerica.
Maybe we should make that movie.
I was going to say, now I want to see it.
He's Gene Kelly and Clark Gable wrapped into one. You can just as easily set off on a crazy swashbuckling silent film as much as sweep a woman off her feet in a romance. He's great. And his character is about to encounter talkies. Like the silent film is about the silent movie era, much like in the Singing in the Rain. But he's got another person who is rising up the ranks on the marquees of being a big film star as well, who's handling it well. He's not. That's kind of the story. And tell you anything more would be to give too much away.
Talkies. The talkies.
I love how I've never heard that ever before. And today I've heard it twice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the talkies.
Is this a thing?
For sure.
We've already discussed the talkies on the show in the first half because we were using fancy old words like the circulars and the talkies. But then Lauren didn't know what the talkies were.
By gum, you can hear those people up on the screen. They're talking to you and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
So The Artist, yes.
4 stars, big.
4 out of 4.
4 big stars for that.
We have time for another movie. What have you got?
Let's talk about one that wasn't so fantastic, because I don't want it to be like, yay, you know, bubbles and bologna all night.
You want to be a little bit of a stinker.
But yeah. I don't think you're going to hear that from many other people than us. It seems like a big awards winner.
Ooh.
But we thought, meh.
You sound controversial. Hugo.
Oh, I thought you were talking about another one.
Oh, no, I was going with Hugo. Scorsese needs to just stay where he's great, just shooting people in the head and having children watch it. That really is his forte, I think.
Why?
Oh, my gosh. He did not capture the relationship in this movie very well. It was all very on the surface. He does much better, I think, with mobster movies where there's more intrigue. It was just a kids' movie, and it wasn't very... It wasn't as great as Arthur Christmas, which was very strange, weird little movie. He doesn't go as deep. That's my thing. What were you talking about, Paul?
I was talking about Albert Nobbs.
Oh, my gosh.
This new
that
movie
was
where
ridiculous.
Glenn Close plays a...
A man.
A man.
Yeah. Now she does
a talkie.
That. she plays a man really well, but who cares about the guy?
Well, first of all,
I hear Oscar nomination.
Yeah, and perhaps win. But she's been nominated 5 times and hasn't won.
It would be a win that she should have gotten for a different movie.
But the great part is about it, that right there waiting to take the Oscar out of her hand is Meryl Streep, just like she did it before.
Streep is quite sneaky.
Yeah, coming around the corner with Margaret Thatcher, it's going to be tough to take her down.
Yeah.
Because Glenn Close does an admirable job, but I just found the main character too creepy to follow on any adventures.
What? So, now, does she play a man, or does she play a woman dressing as a man?
She is a woman dressing as a man.
Okay.
Because she needs to get ahead in a man's world.
I hear that.
It's a really compelling idea, too, that whole idea that she was in a century that she needed to be a man to get better jobs, and you can't be a woman by yourself.
She also had a dark past, which led to it as well. Which is interesting. But still,
her motivating factor, you kind of watch it and go, really?
And she does a lot to try and win a woman who's not worth it.
Yeah.
Which happens in movies far too often.
Is she a lesbian?
This is where the movie gets complicated.
Yeah, we don't want
and
to ruin
complicated
it for
movies are awesome, except this one I just kind of wasn't rooting for anybody up there.
Nah. So it wasn't like a Boys Don't Cry kind of love story.
And Boys Don't Cry is much more compelling.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, but I got to say, I liked Hugo a little more than Karen, even though it wasn't...
This is the one reason I think I went, huh? At the very beginning, I watched the whole opening sequence, and things are happening, and we're getting an idea of the lay of the land. We're coming in through Paris, and we go into the train station. We're going over these people's heads, and I'm watching everybody fly by, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's pretty good animation, I guess. And then we get inside, and then we stop on a freeze frame kind of a clock, and this little kid's looking out the clock number 4, and then you realize it's a real person. So then I go, wait a minute, is this a real person movie or an animated movie? That's how bad the real people animation was at the beginning, that I thought it was an animated movie.
And 3D didn't help that either, but you live and die by special effects, for better or for worse sometimes. And sometimes they have to build so much that they end up looking kind of...
It looked all fake.
Kind of cheap, like they did in a college course.
You got to go with it. That's what they're doing. That's how they're doing it.
Arthur Christmas was fake, and it was really good.
Yes on Arthur Christmas, yes on the artist.
Big yes on the artist.
No on Hugo, and no on Albert Nobbs.
Yeah, you might like Hugo, but we were kind of iffy on it. But Albert Nobbs, I didn't care for him.
That's a take-home.
Yeah. It's a take.
You'd go see with your mom or grandma.
Yeah, and lastly, Puss in Boots. If it hasn't left theaters yet, go see it. It's the funniest movie of the year. There you go. Boom.
Really?
It's the funniest movie of the year.
Because the reviews were terrible.
Funnier than Bridesmaids. Funnier than The Horrible Bosses. Puss in Boots.
Were you drinking when you saw that movie?
No, I was not.
Okay. All right.
Proudly stating soberly, movie was hilarious.
All right. Crush your heart on themovieguys.net.
Themovieguys.net. Yes, and check us out, Second City. Hollywood on December 8th for our live show, our holiday extravaganza.
Holiday special.
Are you from Chi-Town?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, we are some Second City alumni performing with other Second City alumni in the show. It goes up once a month.
Well, we cannot wait to have you guys back on the show to tell us more about the award season that is coming up shortly. So thank you, Paul Presson, Karen Volpe from The Movie Guys. That's themovieguys.net. And everyone else, take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to explain the mystery. That is engagement chicken. We'll be back on Broad Topics.
You're listening to Broad Topics. Ford versus women, one big topic. Right here on LA Talk Radio.